They sat side by side in my small office in New York, she in a simple but elegant dress, he in a pressed shirt that tried hard to look relaxed. Their fingers kept finding each other. Every few minutes, one would glance at the other and smile as if they were both surprised that this was real. They had come to talk about insurance, or at least that's what the appointment said. But very quickly, I realized we were not just talking about a policy. We were talking about a marriage that did not yet know what it was building. She had grown up in the U.S., with Guinean parents, a Bronx childhood, American school system. He had arrived from Conakry a few years before, still half settled, still half dreaming of going back and finishing the house he was building on the family land. They were planning a wedding that would stretch across oceans. A ceremony in New York for the friends and co-workers. A religious celebration and family gathering in Conakry for everyone else. "We just want to make sure we do things right," she said. "Especially with all the papers," he added. "We want to be protected." As they spoke, I heard love. I also heard something else, a fog. When I asked basic questions, where do you want to live in 5 years? Who is responsible for remittances? Under whose name is the land in Guinea? What happens if one of you gets sick? They exchanged the same look. It was the look of two people who have promised each other forever, but have never taken the time to define what they are actually trying to build. They had vows, emotional promises. They did not yet have a vision, a shared, specific picture of the future. And they are not alone. The invisible contract you already signed. When people think of a contract, they imagine paper, thick legal language, signatures, and stamps. But there is a deeper contract that most couples sign without ever picking up a pen. I call it the emotional contract. The emotional contract sounds like this. I will be there for you. We will make it no matter what. I will never leave you. Your family is my family now. Whatever happens, we are together. These promises are important. Without emotion, a marriage becomes a cold business transaction. But if all you have is emotion, then when life becomes complicated, and it will, your relationship has no structure to protect it.